Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But during the tribulation period, if I can get your mind set on where we're going this morning. During the tribulation, the Antichrist will rise his ugly head, and there'll be another fellow by the name of the false prophet. And at the end of the tribulation, they're going to have brought a great army against them. We read about it in Revelation chapter number 19. Early in Revelation 15, 16, where it talks about the battle of Armageddon. Have you heard about that battle of Armageddon? The Antichrist and the false prophet will lead that battle into Jerusalem. It goes to the Valley of Megiddo. Hundreds of millions of people will be gathered there to battle. And the Bible tells us that Jesus will destroy them and the blood will flow up to the horse's bridle. That's this time the deliverer will come. Matter of fact, I talked about this Thursday in Bible study. Am I going too fast? If David said I'm not going too fast, we're on time. Okay. The Antichrist is invaded. We read in the book of Zechariah at the end of the tribulation period. The Antichrist has already invaded Jerusalem with his army. We read in Zechariah that a third part of the people, of the Jewish people, will be killed. And during that time, two-thirds will be killed. Only a third survives. And that during that time, the ladies will be ravished. You know what the word ravished means, okay? It ain't a pleasant thing. And that Jerusalem will be under heavy siege and attack from the Antichrist. And Jesus, the deliverer, comes right on time. He comes into Revelation. We read about it in Revelation 19, 11, on his white horse. This is the time he's talking about, and he delivers them. So shall all Israel be saved. When are they saved? And people think I'm crazy, but I'll show you from the Word of God. Zechariah talks about the people will look at him, the one who delivers him, and will say, where did you get those wounds in your hand, in your side? And Jesus tells him, I received these wounds in the house of my friends. In other words, you did this to me. Talking to the Jewish people. And the Bible says, who can think of such a thing? Can a nation be saved in a day? And the answer is yes. They're waiting. Am I going too fast for y'all?
No.
Okay. There's so much here. I want to get to God's covenant, but I'm giving you the background. When he's talking about that deliverer out of Zion will come and all Israel will be saved, it's at that time that they will see the deliverer. They will see Jesus manifested himself, the Messiah. He's come. He saved us. Where did you get those wounds in your hands? I got them in the house of my friends, and they will be saved on sight. That's him. That's the one who died. That's the one who he's coming in. Are y'all following the thought? That's the thought here. We'll get a little bit more verses here in just a little bit. But I want to give you the background, what he's talking about here in Romans chapter number 11, verse number 20, and 26 and 27. This is that time, okay? God made 7 or 8, and I won't get into all of this. It depends who you're talking with. Binding covenants that are recorded in the Bible. The Adamic covenant, Genesis 3, 14 through 21. The covenant with Noah, remember? When he put the rainbow, I'm not going to destroy the earth. He made a covenant. We're not going to destroy the earth with water anymore. That's another covenant. Then he made the Mosaic covenant, and that was a conditional one. And that requires obedience. If you do this, I will do this. That's what's called a conditional covenant. And then he made some unconditional covenants with Israel. And that's what I'm going to look at this morning, real quick, in the next 15 minutes. Okay, the first one's called a land covenant, and time won't allow for me to get into all the verses. It just won't. That God promised Abraham, and not just Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and his seed, certain land mass. And I mentioned this last week, that right now, that Israel is 8,000 square miles. It's the size of New Jersey, the state of New Jersey. Israel is a very small country. It's 1/6 of 1% of all the Middle Eastern land around him. We're talking about like Syria and Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia, all those Muslim countries that surround them. They're 1/6 of 1% of the size. Just a little bitty dot on the map, if you will, compared to the other one. During the millennium, Israel's land will mass. God promised them this land. It will go from 8,000 square miles to 300,000 square miles in the millennium. God promised them a land from the river Euphrates, which is in Iraq, to the Nile River, or the river in Egypt. There's, again, we'll look at some of these verses. But just think, from Iraq to the Nile River and all of that area, 300,000 square miles given to them. It takes in all of Jordan, all of Lebanon, most of Syria, most of Iraq, and much of Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And God promised this land to Abraham and to his seed. And we see that in Deuteronomy chapters 29 and 30. Let me turn there and just give you just a bit of it. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel. All right. Verse number 2. Moses called all Israel and said to them, "You see all the land that the Lord did give you before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh." And it goes on and on and on. I could give you all, just boring to y'all. I have so much here. All of Deuteronomy 29 and 30 gives you that land mass and the promises that God has told Moses and Israel, "I'm giving you this land." And Jeremiah, I have a note here, Jeremiah 32. 37 through 41. "Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth search out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Hanel to the gate of the corner, and the measuring line shall yet go forth against it of the hill," and it goes on, "and shall compass about Goeth, and the whole valley of the dead bodies of the ashes, and the fields and the brook of Kidron, and unto the corner of the horse gate to the east shall my holy name be unto the Lord, and it shall not be plucked for, or should ever know." Let me go a little farther. "Behold, I'm the Lord." 37. There's so many verses. All right, "Behold," I'm in 32, 37. "Behold, I will gather all the countries, whether I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." This is a covenant. Isaiah, Jeremiah 32, I'll give you these verses next week, or Latrice will. "And I will give them one heart, and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them." Verse number 40, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul." There's verses after verses after verses where God has promised Israel, "I'm going to put you in that land, and I'm going to take care of you forever, forever." And he calls it an everlasting covenant. It's interesting. Then we also see, I won't get into it, a Davidic covenant where that ties in with the millennium, where God promised David. Remember little David? All right, David in 2 Samuel chapter number 7. God promised David, "You're going to sit on my throne in Jerusalem. And not only that, you're going to reign forever there in Jerusalem."
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.